Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
I had Jalen Hurts over 1.5 touchdown passes, and I had the Eagles plus 1.5 points, which was easy. And then I also had the other guy, the quarterback who was gone for the three-peat. I had him at 1.5
Mahomes,
touchdowns. Yeah. Mahomes, yeah. I'm joking. And so even when it was 28-0, I said, all I need is Patrick Mahomes to throw another touchdown pass. It was 28-6. So I'm saying, okay, he can throw another one. And he threw two more, but boom.
Yep.
I cashed $100. I turned $100 into $1,100 yesterday. So I also am the champion this morning.
You are the champion.
You
Nick.
Thank
yes.
you. I am the champion.
Coming up later this morning, we have Dana White unleashing it on the Australian media.
I have not heard this yet, but
amazing.
I read the transcript.
It's great.
Sounds amazing.
A lot of cursing, as Dana White is accustomed to. Plus, a local Democratic politician says he will shut down the federal government if needed to stop Trump from dismantling it.
Does New Jersey have one elected official that has an IQ above 12?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a
apparently
it's a
Fetterman. Who?
Well, no, he's not New Jersey. He's Pennsylvania.
Try to
follow along. Right?
Local though,
I hate to do
give
it.
Give myself
to
a bump off.
Give her
the
one of those.
Local though. By the way, the a new CBS YouGov poll out on how President Trump is doing and his administration is doing in the first 20 some days. There's one headline that everybody's running with, but I found something way more interesting, and we will get to that on the other side. But first, 7:03, Dawn Stensland with the 7 a.m. news.
Yes, 7 a.m. news this morning. Spot this February the 10th as we bask in the glow of victory for our Eagles. We are sponsored by Meineke. Do you want more Eagles news or do you want other news?
You do whatever you want to, my love.
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Well, the news of the morning will be what is the announcement? When is the parade? So hopefully that'll be a breaking story that we can bring you when they decide.
Because they were saying Friday, right?
Yes. Initially, the team put out Friday, and then that was taken off, and now there's some question. It looks like it'll be Thursday or Friday. Could be Thursday.
It's got to be Friday.
I think it'll
right.
be Friday.
Going into a long weekend.
Maybe they wanted to coordinate with the city.
A lot
you
of kids have
mean?
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got to fix those traffic lights because you know they don't want people breaking, you know, going around City Hall with no lights.
Play that clip again, Phil.
Yeah.
You can. We played it to start the show off at 6 o'clock this morning. But this is Philadelphia's finest. You can roll it. Yeah, Philadelphia's finest breaking the.
There you go.
Look,
no!
Look at that. Look
oh,
at that.
It's a red light. It's flashing red.
That's some power, by the way.
Oh,
look at that.
That's
look
a
at
power
that.
Move right there.
And then stomp that thing.
Stomp
Why
that
would you
thing.
Stomp it? I thought they were taking.
Yeah, listen, because you know you can't stomp it when it's up there and you it's flashing red and you have to wait.
I mean,
stop that thing. That's Stomp the Yard. Wasn't that a great movie? Stomp the Yard. Yeah.
I mean, guys, this is
that's Patrick Mahomes against the Eagles defensive line last night.
Five traffic lights in the city were taken down and stomped. So
you know it's going to be angry. The PPA. I mean, how are they going to start writing tickets now? You know how much revenue they just lost with all those.
Instead of taking down traffic lights, they should be taking out parking meters and
there aren't any more parking meters now. Everything's got the stupid. You got to put it in your phone.
If they're going to destruct something, they should take down stuff that. You know.
Yeah.
You're giving suggestions.
And Robin wasn't even drinking last night. That's the amazing thing.
It was fun. It was funny coming in this.
Beer.
It was funny coming in this morning at 4:30. I saw people go into 30th Street Station like with with the Eagles jerseys on. I was like, oh my god, they haven't gone to bed yet. Like it's amazing.
It's crazy.
I was
the city that never sleeps.
Night. Yeah, I know. Yes.
Yeah.
So we are
missed the last subway.
Yeah.
So we are the champs. Eagles 40, Chiefs 22. A lot of, I will tell you that we were represented yesterday. Senator Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania, by the way, was in the box with Trump, flew down with Trump, he and his wife, Dina.
Was Bob Casey there by any chance?
He was Josh Shapiro.
I heard Josh Shapiro went,
yeah.
But I never saw him on the game.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't see Shapiro at the game. Usually they'll do cutaways.
Well, they,
but they had bets,
yeah,
right?
With
so
the,
they're all going to win.
With the governor of Missouri.
Like mostly over barbecued stuff.
By the way, is there a fake morning show host in the city pretending that he rooted for the Eagles last night? Even though he probably rooted for Kansas City, but wants to tell everybody that he rooted for the Philadelphia Eagles.
There's no way that he ever didn't root for the Eagles when he lived here.
Sorry.
But that's all right. But I will tell you that Senator Dave McCormick, he had said on my show on Friday and probably on Zioli's show that, that he predicted the Eagles. He had a score. He said the Eagles would be, what, 27? And it'd be 27-17, so he had it by 10.
The bet was Kansas City barbecue versus cheesesteaks, I think.
Okay. So they're all going to get Mayor Parker. She'll get barbecue and as well Governor Shapiro.
I mean, Kansas City barbecue is it's so good.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, it's
great.
So good.
Ooh. It's great.
It is good.
Yum.
Yes.
It's the dry rub, right? The Kansas City.
Yes.
They do it any way you want. They dry rub it. They slap it up. They flip it. They rub it down. And the interesting thing about Kansas City, we talk about Green Bay being a small town.
Yeah.
Kansas City's not even the biggest city in the state of Missouri. I mean, it's St. Louis, and they don't have a football team, but Kansas City has a legendary franchise. So good for them, man.
Yeah,
good for them. They're the losers. But I was bringing up Dave McCormick because he recently met with Pennsylvania farmers, and this brings us to the avian bird flu, avian influenza.
Yes.
Making headlines. Now, McCormick had said in Pennsylvania, they've had to euthanize up to 2 million chick hens, and this is a real problem. We've had several farms in Pennsylvania that are affected. There's a real concern here with state poultry leaders from Penn Ag. And so it's a big story this morning as well, because in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul actually ordered a temporary closure of live poultry markets after the bird flu was detected in the outer boroughs of New York City. So, I know it's New York.
Is it sad that I don't believe this? I don't believe that they really need to do this. Is that sad?
I just feel like, here we go. You know what I mean? Trump is president, and I know people are thinking that. But what McCormick had said and what they've said now with the research is that this thing has gone, it has gone airborne. So the concern is that it is from migratory birds. They're spreading it.
Of course, migratory. I'm sorry.
And then in Nevada, it has now evolved where the cows and mammals are getting it. So that
are they actually getting sick or are they just carrying it? And if they're just carrying it, does it really matter? Do they really need to kill all these?
Yeah, kill all the birds. Kill them
all.
Well,
my question is, if you cook the eggs really good, can you get it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I ate eggs yesterday morning.
They actually showed there was another illness previously where they specifically targeted that question, and they said that if you cook your eggs properly and don't eat them raw, you know, they haven't. Mm-hmm. There's no worries.
So you can't do the Rocky thing where he's drinking the blender full of egg
don't
yolks?
Don't do that, because that's not a good idea anyway.
Well, you could do that with the egg whites, because they're like sterilized or pasteurized or whatever, but in all seriousness, when you eat red meat or turkey or chicken, they usually tell you, right, that you have to go to a certain temperature.
Right.
So why don't they just do that with the eggs?
Well, wasn't there a big, egg heist of all these millions of eggs?
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, we had that. On
Friday,
we had that.
Yeah, that's a black market for eggs now.
Well, eggs are $10.
I know.
Yeah. I just don't believe. I think that because of everything that's happened in the last several years, this is my conspiracy theory brain now, because a lot of the conspiracy theories have come true.
They have.
I'm like, what? They are doing this on purpose to drive up the egg prices and the poultry prices, because the chicken and eggs, well, chicken was the lowest costed meat out of anything. It's the only kind of meat that people can still afford right now through the Biden era, and eggs were leveled out and we're starting to come down, and now everything's going to go up, and then they can blame it on Trump.
Well, they're working on a vaccine. Did you know this? They have the vaccine,
of course they do.
But it's not, of course, approved. Here we go again. So the they have a vaccine for humans, apparently, but it's not approved. It's still in the research phases. Mm-hmm. Birds have been vaccinated against diseases for about 4 years. The Chinese government, though, has said it intends to vaccinate all of its four billion. They have 4 billion chickens in China, so they're starting to vaccinate the birds. But for humans, it's coming, people. Avian.
Well, you know who said it? What was the group that talked about chicken, the Chinese chicken? That was Bare Naked Ladies, yes. Wasn't it? I think they were prescient. They said the Chinese chicken. You had a wishbone and you just kept ticking, something like
you're
that.
You're the only one that has these
I love
lyrics.
It.
Everything's a music lyric in my head. You know what I'm saying?
So in this one, in Pennsylvania, it is in five different counties, Cumberland, Dauphin, Lancaster, Lebanon, and Lehigh counties. Those counties have seen this avian influenza, this very strict or very severe, deadly case of it. It's actually...
Wait, something just fell here, and we have to make sure it's not an earthquake or a hurricane. Did one of our filter boxes, we had a delivery of our filtration system, and there's these big, heavy boxes, and I just heard them fall. I hope somebody's not breaking in. I'm sorry. Go on, guys. I just, when you hear something crash.
Well, no, you scared me because, yesterday there was a 7.6 magnitude earthquake. It shook the Caribbean, and there are tsunami warnings. You scared me.
No, I didn't feel anything move. Okay. I just heard something fall.
You didn't feel it move?
Nothing moved.
Nothing moved.
Not under my feet either, no. What was it, Robin? Wait, Robin, we have to get an update. What was it?
It was Lily the cat going into the laundry closet.
That's a big cat.
Over a bunch.
No, she's not that big.
Aw.
Watch, how much does Lily weigh?
She's like 10 pounds, maybe 9.
Not a big cat.
No.
All right.
But all right, I'm sorry. Let's resume with
because
already
he scared
in progress.
Me because there was that pretty significant in the Caribbean. There was a pretty significant earthquake. All right, and I just will say this just to add a little tidbit for you because I know you were thinking about did Saquon did he make any of his bonuses? Yes, he did. So he not only has the champion title in his football resume, but he also got a sweet little I guess you'd say a bonus. Philadelphia Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. $250,000 bonus.
Wow.
By helping our Eagles win their first Super Bowl title since 2018.
I got to say, the Chiefs did a really good job of shutting him down and stopping the run.
Oh, absolutely.
The problem with the Eagles is they just have so many weapons.
Defense.
Yes.
Amazing.
Defense wins championships hands down. There's no question in my mind about that. But, when he can't go to Saquon, he's like, fine, I'll throw to A.J. Brown. I'll throw to the other one. Just amazing. Like so many weapons on that team. It's
yeah. And the defense. And listen, Josh Sweat and the defense. That I said this on my show Friday night.
Yeah.
And I said this on another show on the West Coast yesterday or Saturday night. I said this is the greatest Eagle defense that's ever been assembled.
It's
and
true.
It sounds like hyperbole, but it's true. And I've seen them all.
Yeah.
Being around 72
the weight. The Eagles versus...
Yeah, that's the offensive line. Yeah. I mean, all offensive lines are big now. Yeah. The Eagles have the biggest offense. And guys are like 6'6", 338, they average.
Versus the Chiefs, which were...
No. That was back 20 years. Robin, try to keep up.
Try and
stop talking
Robin.
About sports.
Try and keep up, Robin.
You sound like Nick Wright on Fox Sports 1, pretending he knows anything about sports.
But what
Come
about,
on, Robin.
They
Come
showed on. It last
you,
night.
They yeah. showed the stats about how much difference it was in the first Super Bowl when the average linemen were like 235 pounds, and now they're 338.
Okay, I was right. I was just
cut off her mic. Cut her off. Cut her off.
Hey, you know what? Miss Robin is better. And I'm a fan of Brady, but I got to tell you, last night, we couldn't believe the bias about it's like, could you talk about the Eagles? They literally, when we were up like 24, they showed a slow-mo of Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're talking about him. And I'm like, and then they kept showing their coaches, not Andy Reid, the other. And I'm like, what?
To
what
be
about
fair,
us? We're
wait, hang
like
on.
Winning.
No, they had people. They didn't want people clicking
Thank
off. You know,
Thank you, Tony.
At halftime, what was the most, the line that everybody heard during the halftime show? turn the TV off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's what Kendrick Lamar was, turn the TV off.
It's true.
Well, that Tom Brady was trying to keep people from turning the TV off
100%.
After halftime.
Well,
right?
they were already saying, going into yesterday that they thought that this would be the most watched event in television history. I don't think it will.
I don't think
it's even going to come close. Because of the blowout. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
The game was over by halftime. It was. You know, there was no... Anybody who watched that game closely, the Chiefs had nothing going for them. Nothing.
Nope.
So, like, it was only going to get worse. And that 44-20 score, or 40-22, whatever the...
The final.
I mean, that's such
40
a...
40-20.
Yeah, that is such a mirage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
you got to give Mahomes... I mean, the thing about Jalen Hurts again... Oh, he can't throw the football. He's got no Saquon last night. They shut him down, and he still threw dimes.
It's true.
He threw a couple of dimes last night.
Unbelievable.
Anybody who criticizes this guy, you should not be an Eagle fan. All these Eagle fans were ripping Sirianni and were ripping Jalen Hurts all years. Up yours.
Yep.
Get out of the city. Shut it down. Go root for another team because you don't know jack about football, morons.
My favorite moment. Hey, so we do have...
Strappers, I'm sorry.
So we do have snow coming in, especially if you're in Delaware, South Jersey. You could get 6 inches tomorrow night.
Yep.
But for us in the city, it looks right now like this snow event will be 1 to 3 inches. But, you know, at this point, it's 7:18 on Monday morning. This always changes because they check their new models. So I would say... We really won't know until by 24 hours from now. We'll have a good sense of it, seriously, because it could be more, could be less. I think it'll be more, but we'll watch the forecast very carefully. Sponsored
by the way, the New York Post, I'm sorry, the New York Post headline, End of an Era, and it's a picture of Taylor Swift standing on the railing. Taylor can't shake it off as Eagles destroyed Chiefs. I know the Enquirer had a mock champions thing that they brought to the stadium last night.
Yep.
And that's the only time people have actually seen the Philadelphia Enquirer because nobody subscribes to it anymore. So smart marketing plan by having they didn't have Dewey beats Truman, though.
Or no.
They had Biden beating Trump, but they finally had the Eagles. But the New York Post nails it again.
Yep.
Sorry.
No. Did you see where Trump, I guess on social media, he was kind of trolling her and having some fun with that, so we can talk about that moving forward.
Well, I mean, she got booed and he got cheered, there's that.
She was surprised.
I know.
Did you see her face?
Yeah,
she was shocked that she was getting booed.
Phil, can you roll that? Can you roll that video one more time? The Taylor Swift one. Sorry, I don't have the number in front of me. Oh yeah, there it is. Roll it.
You think she's written her breakup song already?
Getting booed, and she's just looking at the camera she's not used to that. She's not used to being booed.
She's not.
And that's going to be your next song.
Then on the other side, during the national anthem, this is the John Batiste clip, Phil. On the other side, Trump, as soon as they showed him on the Jumbotron, was cheered.
Huge applause.
Roll it. Beautiful. There you go.
Did you notice something there, what Ivanka did, by the way?
What did she do?
She looked down at her son, and she made sure that he has had his hand over his heart.
Oh, aww. Yeah.
That was a little check. Aww. How cute was that?
Sweet.
Well, you know, she's a Russian spy, so, I mean, they have to keep an eye on her.
Yeah, her and Tulsi.
Yeah, exactly.
Was Barron there? Who said, didn't you say, or did Dan, who said that Barron?
I didn't see him there.
Was going to be there, they predicted. But...
No, I saw Ivanka and her... son.
And not Kai.
No.
So that was...
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Talk to about
Meineke. All right. Meineke. So when you step on your brakes... See, Greg keeps us on the rails.
That's what I'm doing here.
When you step on your brakes...
That's why he's the boss, and I'm just a guy who comes in here and makes stupid comments to fill in the gaps. And then Robin makes even dumber comments to fill in even more gaps.
It's not true. Everybody loves you. Stop it. Hey, when you step on your brakes, do you hear that squeal or a grinding noise? Don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke, and their expert technicians are going to diagnose the problem. Find a location nearest you, Meineke.com, M-E-I-N, E-K-E, Meineke.com.
721, Kale and Company. Sans Nick Kale, and no, he does not. I made a joke that he had the Super Bowl flu at the very beginning. He does not have it. He has COVID. He had to get on Paxlovid because he had a reason.
Sure, it's not the bird flu or the...
Don't even say that.
The swine flu or the moo flu, which cows are now getting the moo flu. That's next.
And we argued for a couple minutes yesterday. I was like, I don't want to get sick. Don doesn't want to get sick. Stay the hell home. Tony Bruno, Miss Robin will do a fabulous job. You stay home and get uninfected for one day. We can do it without you. So, yeah. 722, we'll be back. The Democrats are going to shut down the government if needed to stop Trump from dismantling it. Plus, they tried to get into the Department of Education on Friday and failed miserably. But first, Dawn, talk to us about Piazza, please.
Yeah, we got to talk about my friends from Piazza Auto Group. And you've heard us talk so much about the Piazza family. Great family. Huge Eagles fans. I don't know if they were there, so they got to call in if they will let us know if they were there in Nolens for the party. But my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. And these models have such sleek new designs and innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And right now, Piazza has thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles available right now across Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles always stands out. Visit them, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Everything on land and the water can kill you. You have the biggest I've ever seen in the media in my life. I saw a story where a guy was like, I saw Dana do a podcast with the premiere and it physically made me sick. Holy you guys have to have the biggest of all time in the media here. Just for the record, but go ahead. What's the question?
What's the question?
Does anyone in the government at all go, please not Strickland? Or does that ever get back to you at all?
I do that. Are you kidding me? I do that. It is what it is. You know my stance on this. You know, we're going to take guys that and girls that say a lot of things and do a lot of things. I'm a big believer in free speech. And, you know, it probably seems worse when you come here because your media are such weak human beings. I thought we had weak media. You guys win hands down.
Do you say anything or do you literally just ignore them? Like, did they actually voice it to you at all?
We were actually laughing about it. We were reading the story in the back and cracking up at that guy. That guy's got to be the biggest on planet Earth.
So no one from the government will actually go full
no.
side. Okay, cool.
No.
Well, then, fuck
hey, even your people know that your media are weak. They even know.
It's
they
amazing.
Know it. You
it's
know
amazing.
It. We all know it now. Yeah, I didn't know. Now I know.
By the way, for those of you that don't know, Sean Strickland, who's in the main event.
that was last night, right? That's over now, right? Because that was yesterday also.
Which is
tomorrow already. Isn't it Tuesday already in Australia?
it's they're definitely ahead of us. He slammed Australia's strict gun laws earlier in the week, calling Australians English white trash. So,
yes.
Dana White doing what Dana White does best, and I mean, promoting the fight by slamming the media is just next level stuff. All right, so I've been teasing this. Andy Kim, senator from New Jersey, says
a strapper this guy's become. Huh?
Says that Dems will shut down the federal government if needed to stop Trump from dismantling it. Trump's drive to stop spending approved by Congress puts the nation on the cusp of a constitutional crisis, says Andy Kim.
Another constitutional crisis.
He said Democrats in Congress would support shutting down the federal government, quote, if we have to in order to block President Donald Trump from smashing it. Withholding Democratic votes next month for funding needed to keep government open may be the best way to hold them accountable. Use the leverage that we have, Kim said in a Senate appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. The Trump administration has issued a flurry of executive orders to abolish some government programs and has sanctioned attempts to fire thousands of civil servants by the so-called Department of Government Efficiency. I'm reading from the Inquirer, by the way, headed by Elon Musk, the world's richest man. So Annie Kim says, yeah, we're going to shut the government down. We're going to do everything we possibly can.
But I thought they hated it. They always said, well, they don't want to shut the government. You can't shut the government. Hey, shut it down, Andy. Shut down the government, bro. And by the way, when you shut it down, no one will even know except the people who haven't been working anyway or people who are losing their jobs and not taking buyouts because they're part of a bloated government that nobody wants, even though I hate seeing people lose their jobs. It's a joke.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
I think Trump and J.D. Vance were also calling for the fact that if they shut it down, they want to have it be that they don't get paid.
Yeah.
Like nobody gets paid. If you guys vote to shut it down, then you should not get paid while it shut down.
Except for, you know, essential services, military, that sort of thing.
Exactly. But they're just...
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that even the elected officials, like especially them, anybody that votes to shut down the government.
If they went away for 4 years, nobody would notice.
I know.
But what about Meals on Wheels? I've heard that a lot. What about Meals on Wheels? Yeah.
Which is a nonprofit. They raise a ton of money. I've done a lot with them.
Exactly.
You know,
on Friday, members of Congress were denied access to the Department of Education. This is cuts.
Phil. This is the greatest.
They are blocking me, members of Congress, from entering the Department of Education. Elon is allowed in, and not the people. Illegal, says Representative Maxwell Frost on a post on X.
President, have you seen that guy? He's one of the Florida Democrats down here who is absolutely clueless and an embarrassment to the Congress. I mean, Maxine Waters takes the cake, though. Mm-hmm. You got to play this. This is my favorite cut from Friday.
The Democratic lawmakers wanted a meeting within 24 hours and decided to show up to the building on Friday morning when they had not heard back from the agency by Thursday night. All right, let's play some of the audio.
So they know that we are here. Max, ask the question again. That's important.
Were you told, are you making this decision to stand in front of the store on your own behalf?
Amazing.
On behalf of the Department of Education, or were you told to come out here and block members of Congress and ride the desk?
Do my job.
So everybody's...
What is that?
We're doing our jobs.
We're trying to save your
jobs. We're doing our jobs.
It's a non-responsive.
Show them your ID. Were you told to stand here, or did you decide to stand here and block members of Congress from...
Show us your ID, buddy.
To federal building?
You said security.
Members of rules.
We're allowed in there.
So a private security contractor.
Do you know who members of Congress are?
Members of Congress.
We're all members of Congress.
Maybe you don't understand.
A private security contractor is making the decision to block members of Congress from a public access entrance.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows.
You have the authority as a private security contractor to block members of Congress. That has been knighted and granted to you.
You
have to at least let us go to the desk.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Look at that.
Who told you to do this? Open the door.
I see you now.
So do you understand who members of Congress are?
I got it,
members of Congress.
This guy gives zero Fs.
Shot where you can see he's got a Band-Aid. And I was doing extensive research trying to figure out where those Band-Aids came from. Yeah. And it's apparently a line that little kids use. And what the heck's the name of the company? I was going to run out to get one and put them all over my face for the show this morning. That guy is a boss.
Wellies?
Yeah. Wellies, yes.
Wellies. Yeah.
By the way, the Maxine Waters angle where she's like, can I see your ID? And he said, I already showed it to you. Well, now all of a sudden, people who don't care about the Department of Education or school choice are demanding to go in and ask for ID, the same people who don't want you to be able to show an ID to go vote. The people who demand that you don't need ID to vote are now demanding ID from a security guard.
Yep.
Explain that logic to me.
When's the last time these members of Congress visited that building?
You know, the last time they actually went to class in school and passed basic reading, writing, and arithmetic.
But you know what I mean? Maybe so that maybe they know you in the building if you've ever been there before. So they're just doing this. you know, they're just trying to do this to make a
it's
show
a
of
showmanship.
Things.
Yep.
Let's roll a little more, Philip.
There are no thieves and thugs out here. We're members of Congress. We're parents. We're teachers.
There's this ID. Look, hold it up.
Each of the Bible.
There's our ID. Right there.
We were elected to do this.
This is our job.
This is our job. We're doing our job.
Your job for what? For who? For what?
You're securing this building against who?
Members of Congress.
Who are you
the
protecting?
People. It's members
people.
Of the people.
So this is the beginning
the
of full transparency of this administration.
That's right.
The administration that talked about they're going to open the doors to all of these things and, and show the American public what is going on. They won't even open the door to this building to members of Congress.
Or
we are not posing any threat here.
We are not
dangerous people. We have not done anything.
Let us
We're trying to request a meeting, and they won't.
With
they have a private security contractor who on his own is making decisions on behalf of the Department of Education.
They allow billionaires and his minions to come in to this building.
I don't know who he is. But I know who I am.
Allow,
and I'm a member of Congress with oversight responsibility.
Oh, good for you.
You know who I am?
Yeah.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
Nobody knows any of those clowns except Maxine with the fright wig Waters.
That's amazing. It's amazing. And then, so they...
Can I see your ID again? Show me your ID. That was the best one. Show me your ID. Here's my ID, Maxie. Here it is. Here's my ID.
Nice.
Now, the report out of there is that security guard was accosted at some point. I don't know what... I don't have the details. Obviously didn't suffer injuries or serious injuries, but... They were reporting that on the Associated Press. Somebody accosted him.
A little bit more here, Phil. Wrote.
Representatives. They allow billionaires and their cronies to come in, but not. There's a lack of transparency here. The members of Congress, the people about this, are not allowed in. This is not transparency.
They're locking our kids out. Not only are they not letting us in, now they've called the Department of Homeland Security. We are members of Congress here to talk with the Department of Education, and they're treating
us. The kids deserve to have us go in and fight for them.
Oh, the kids. Yeah.
The kids.
Deserve that.
Think about the kids that we don't want to have school choice. Yeah. Those people have never, didn't even know where the Department of Education was before that stopped.
Come in.
They're blocking
us. See this man here.
I can guarantee you that she...
Wait, there it is. Here it is.
No, he's not. Are you a federal employee?
No.
Huh?
Yes.
No, he said he's a federal employee. We pay him. We raise money to make sure that we have a Department of Education. Everybody that's hired at the Department of Education are here because we pay for them to be here. He's standing here today blocking the door, and he can't give us a good reason why he's blocking this door.
Make sure they see right here. All access entrance.
All access.
Parents in the United States, if you want to advocate on behalf of your children, you are not allowed to come into this building where you pay taxes. Parents who have children who are disabled, access is being blocked. You voted. You voted for members of Congress to advocate on behalf of your children. Children with disabilities, for young women who have been victims of sexual assault.
She's
trying to
call on every group.
Yeah.
That's a
I didn't know that people with wheelchairs and disabilities and women who've been go into the Department of Education headquarters.
Yeah, it's amazing. There you go. That was the performance art that the Democrats staged on Friday. Not sure where. Like, do we know where it ended up? Dawn, do you know anything? Like, did they, were they eventually allowed
in? They went home
in?
Later nope. on. They all went home and tried.
Likelihood that Maxine Waters in her 60 years of being a politician has ever stepped foot in that building.
Zero.
Zero. There's zero chance
zero.
She did.
No, I think it hit, to your point, it hit like 3:45 and they're just Well, I got to go home.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Like, oh, wait a minute. It's Friday. What time is it? Hey, I'm all, you notice they don't protest on Saturday or Sunday? You know?
Exactly.
10 a.m. on Friday. Bright and early for them. By the way, if you're just tuning in now, we were just talking about the Senator Andy Kim from New Jersey saying that the Dems will shut down the federal government if needed to stop Trump from dismantling it. So I guess this week, shutting down the federal government is good. Like last year, it was not good. It was going to cause a constitutional crisis. We've heard constitutional crisis a lot. But we have so much more to get to. What's on the cut sheet coming up next, where Gavin Newsom tells Pacific Palisades property owners, you can't rebuild the same. So like your hopes of rebuilding the same, you're going to rebuild how we tell you to rebuild. We'll get to all of that, plus all the Super Bowl highlights, all coming up on the other side on What's on the Cut Sheet coming up next. Kale & Company, Talk Radio, 1210, WPHD, Tony Bruno, Mr. Robin, Dawn Stensland, Greg Stocker, sons Kale. He's out with the
E-L-G-S.
Be careful.
Give me a little John Fetterman. Eagles!
Kale's the one with the soundboard, not me. So, he has COVID. He's home, but he'll be back tomorrow. Stay right there.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Chuck Schumer has just released this statement. I'm not making this up. Today, I'm calling on our brave public servants. I'm launching a new portal for anyone who wants to expose corruption, abuses of power, and threats to public safety with the legal protections of being a whistleblower from democrats.senate.gov. So now all of a sudden they want whistleblowers so they can put them in shadow boxes on MSNBC after they're complaining about a couple of 19 and 20-year-olds doing their jobs working for the Department of whatever department, the Doge Department, in finding out with read-only. That's the thing people keep forgetting about. All of this stuff is read-only. They're not going in and changing anything. They're not taking money from anybody. So Chuck Schumer now wants to have whistleblowers come out and expose corruption, abuses of power, and threats to public safety. What do you think Donald Trump is doing with the Doge people? Chuck Schumer.
7 a.m. Say 7 a.m. hour is brought to you by First Bank. Ready to drive your business's success with a trusted local partner? Count on First Trust for personalized support and smart solutions to help your business grow. First Bank, your trusted local partner for success. Visit myfirstbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Thank you, First Bank, for sponsoring the 7 a.m. hour. All right, guys, are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Let's
the
do
cut
it.
Sheet?
The cut sheet, yeah.
What's on the cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet on this Monday? Sponsored by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. That's roberthalf.com/talent. Thank you, Robert Half, for sponsoring the ever-important Monday edition Super Bowl Monday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet. I don't know if you guys saw this. I'm going to start here with Cut 3, Phil. I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend, but Time Magazine put Elon Musk at the Resolute Desk on the cover. Yes. And I think they did it in a way to troll Trump a little bit. He was asked about this on Friday when he met with the Prime Minister of Japan. And yes. this is what he said to her.
Is Time Magazine still in business? I didn't even know that. Elon is doing a great job. He's finding tremendous fraud and corruption and waste. You see it with the USAID, but you're going to see it even more so with other agencies and other parts of government. He's got a staff that's fantastic. He's wanted to be able to do this for a long time, and if everybody else knew it was existent, but I think never so much when you look at USAID. That's a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud. Very little being put to good use. every single line that I look at in terms of events and transactions is either corrupt or ridiculous. And we're going to be doing that throughout government. And I think we're going to be very close to balancing budgets for the first time in many years. I think we're going to be very close to, in addition to monies coming in from tariffs, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, he's doing a very good job. I'm very happy with him.
So, yeah, that's what he said about the Elon Musk and the Time magazine cover.
Now, they're trying to, as far as just within what's going on, even over the weekend, they're trying to, they do all these lawsuits. A federal judge blocked him from accessing critical treasury, like the payment system, and then they fight back and they get the access. So they're going through the courts, but at the end of the day, Elon Musk keeps putting out all of the information that he's finding. And I think the point that Trump's making is we didn't know, even some of the congressional members had no idea the money that was being doled out.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's supposed to go through Congress. Sorry.
I think the Time magazine cover, I think that that was somebody who said, you know what we should do? We should put Elon on the front cover of Time magazine so that that's going to make Trump jealous.
Yep. Yep.
And divide, put a wedge between the two. And Trump handled it perfectly.
He did.
Brett Baer also asked Trump about Elon Musk. This is Cut 25. This aired in the 3 o'clock hour before the Super Bowl yesterday. I think it was pre-taped. Obviously, it was pre-taped because I think he was golfing with Tiger Woods, right?
Yeah, they taped it at Mar-a-Lago before Trump jumped on Air Force One and flew to New Orleans.
And this is what he said when Brett Baer asked Trump if he trusts Elon Musk. Roll it.
I don't know if it's kickbacks or what's going on, but the people, look, I ran on this, and the people want me to find it. And I've had a great help with Elon Musk, who's been terrific.
Bottom line, you say you trust him.
Trust Elon? Oh, he's not gaining anything. In fact, I wonder how he can devote the time to it. He's so into it. But I told him do that. Then I'm going to tell him very soon, like maybe in 24 hours, to go check the Department of Education. He's going to find the same thing. Then I'm going to go to the military. Let's check the military. We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse. And, you know, the people elected me on that.
There you go.
So over the weekend, and you probably saw this, Elon Musk put out, you know, a lot of information, but he was saying that the U.S. Doge got the U.S. Treasury Department to agree to the fact that every pay stub should have to have a certain code, which is what the private sector has, so that you can do an audit. And right. So he's going through there and he's saying nobody's getting paid until everything has the code on it, that way that you can streamline the process of doing audits.
Exactly. That's and then Scott... Yeah, yeah, and you're right. Scott Bessent, the new Treasury Secretary, was being grilled by CNN about how he has the authority. He runs the department.
Yeah,
you know, and then the biggest joke was on Friday afternoon. They put together a 100-page suit to stop the Doge team from investigating the Treasury Department. You know, so they find a judge late Friday afternoon and somehow came up with a 100-page document to stop the Doge team from read-only investigations of the corruption in the U.S. government.
Speaking of the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, he was talking, this is Cut 17, setting the record straight on Doge because he says there's been a lot of misinformation. This is with Bloomberg Radio. He did this interview. Roll it.
Yep. Mr. Secretary, we are inside the cash room at the Treasury Department. It is almost impossible to overstate how important the work that is done in this building is to the U.S. financial system. Yet right now, there is widespread concern about the Doge team's access to sensitive payment systems. Are you worried at all that that access and that tinkering of the payment systems could affect the Treasury's market or cause any disruption?
Good. Well, Saleha, thank you for asking me about that because there's a lot of misinformation out there. First of all, when you say the Doge team, These are Treasury employees. It is two Treasury employees, one of whom I personally interviewed in his final round. There is no tinkering with the system. They are on read-only. They are looking. They can make no changes. It is an operational program to suggest improvements. So we make 1.3 billion payments a year, and this is two employees who are working with a group of longstanding employees.
The letter that the Treasury Department sent earlier this week talked about how the team currently does not have access to change the system. Have they at any point this year had the ability to make changes?
Absolutely not. This is no different than you would have at a private company. And by the way, the ability to change the system sits over at the Federal Reserve. So it doesn't even lie in this building. So they could make suggestions on how to change the system, but we don't even run the system.
And if
so, can I just say something that Elon Musk was told just Friday or Saturday? There are currently more than $100 billion a year of entitlement payments to individuals with no Social Security number or even a temporary ID number. He says, he writes, if accurate, this is extremely suspicious. And he goes on to say that's why they have to have a code and in the column to show what it's for. And they've now found that there are people who are dead or that mm-hmm. these are probable fronts, allegedly for terrorist organizations. And they don't match up with what the congressional members had appropriated for. $100 billion.
Didn't he also say that Social Security numbers are being used
mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, like hundreds and thousands of times, like and one address can have the exact same Social Security number registered to the same household.
I think that's been debunked, though, Robin.
Was it?
I think even Elon Musk debunked that there's no duplication. But I don't know. I don't see the records. But it's really suspicious to me how it's only the Democrats and Jamie Raskin and that idiot from Connecticut, Chris Murphy. Is that his name?
Yes.
No, Chris. Yeah.
Yeah,
Chris the guy
Murphy.
Who's on every show. He's standing up all night drinking Red Bulls to try to block Trump nominees for mm-hmm. all different positions. And then they're crying. Why are they crying? Why don't they want transparency? I thought democracy dies in darkness. Mm-hmm. Democracy dies with sunlight. That's what's happening right now. Corruption dies in sunlight. Remember, we used to have these sunshine bills, and we want to make sure we see what our government's doing.
We still have them.
Now, all of a sudden, the Democrats hate transparency.
By the way, I don't know if you guys mentioned this, but the federal judge on Saturday that temporarily blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing potentially confidential data from the mm-hmm. Treasury Department after a lawsuit from 19 states. That lawsuit was put together by the Attorney General from New Jersey, Matt Platkin. So
right.
It's a local 18 other states, blue states, signed on, but it was originally started right here in next door in New Jersey by Matt.
But how do you put together that kind of a document and then go shopping for a judge on a Friday at the end of a week when you have to present? That had to be done way in advance. You don't put together that kind. So they had the thing all dripped, just like the Al Green impeachment, you know.
Dastardly deeds.
Dastardly deeds done dirt cheap. Of course, AC/DC, one of the greatest tunes of all time.
Absolutely. Let's see here. You talked about the Democrat histrionics. Let's start, since we mentioned New Jersey, let's start with Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey. This has got 10. This is him on State of the Union on Sunday discussing the DOGE and what's happening and all these federal government agencies that are being looked at. Roll it.
The New York Times reported that when pushed by fellow Democrats to do more to stop Trump, the Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer pointed in part to your leadership, what you're doing on social media and the messaging there. David Corn, who is a prominent journalist on the left, described your strategy as bringing a teaspoon to a gunfight. And he added, this is not how a party battling for its survival and the survival of the nations behave. What do you say to that?
Again, I've been blown away by what I'm seeing, by everyday citizens joining together and beginning to shine a much better light on what's happening. Take USAID and the efforts last week to show that what the Trump administration has done is make Americans less safe from diseases like Ebola or treatment-resistant tuberculosis. Taking away scientists on the front line of fighting these infectious diseases, because we know infectious diseases anywhere are a threat to human safety everywhere. And so a lot of the things that Trump is doing, that some of the biggest officials in our state, like, remember, Secretary Mattis, his defense secretary, saying very bluntly, if you cut these kind of programs in the State Department, buy me more bullets, because it's going to mean that we're going to use military more. By shining a light on these things, by elevating, as we've seen online this past week, literally hundreds of millions of shares and likes, exposing what's going on, this is giving us more strength in actually stopping him from doing what he's doing.
Republicans will almost certainly need Democrats to help keep the government open past March 14th. Are you willing to use the prospect of a government shutdown or even a default on the nation's debt as leverage to force some
Of course, right?
Look, the Republican Party has shown year after year that they're the party of shutdowns, of government chaos. They're the party that can't even within their own ranks pass these funding bills. And that's why, as you said, they're going to need us. What we are the party of is a party of protecting residents, protecting veterans, protecting first responders, protecting American safety from his illegal actions like shutting down FEMA. I mean, just think about that for a second. Or shutting down something like NOAA in a time of outrageous weather patterns that are causing flooding and more hurricanes. They are dismantling the protections of Americans' safety. So we're not looking to shut down the government. We're looking actually to protect people. And we're going to stand up against the kind of things that Donald Trump is doing that are hurting Americans, making us less safe and raising costs.
There you go.
What an idiot. This is the same guy who was screaming with the rest of those lunatics in front of the Capitol the other day, right?
Yep.
I mean, how dumb? I said it again. Is there a state that has more dumb elected officials than New Jersey? Seriously. Andy Kim goes on, talks about shutting down the government. This guy goes on TV and then acts calm when he's a raving lunatic. I mean, how can anybody believe these people anymore? And listen, the Republicans are just as bad because they were all in on this USAID and all this other scam stuff. But it took Trump to come in and say, you know what? We're gonna unearth this stuff. And now they're mad. And you notice it's only one party that's mad that this stuff is being exposed.
And think about what they're exposing. They're exposing, well, we know at least $100 billion. And that seems like the tip of the iceberg. And the fact that they don't have a social security number or any tracking ID number. And then you have all of these different individuals who worked as government, humble government employees, who suddenly got very rich, multimillionaires. So I think the reason that they're freaking out is that it's, you know, they're being exposed. And all of, I mean, they keep just, all they have to do, like you said, shining light on it. All they're doing is putting out the reports and saying, here's all the money. Look at this.
That's the thing. You're 100% right, is that anybody who says that, like, everything, they're doing everything in the open. Trump is
exactly.
He's holding press conferences saying this is exactly what we're going to do. Elon Musk is on Twitter saying this is exactly what we're going to do. They're out there saying that this is what we're going to do. So, like, for them to say that, like, they're doing this and see, they're not. They're coming out and saying this is what we're doing. Stop us.
By the way, Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
I just saw the video of her in the luxury suite. She looks great. She's an Eagles fan. Did you know Anne Hathaway is an Eagles fan?
Her parents are from here.
I did not know that.
Her mom went to the Mount. Went to the Mount. St. Joseph's.
Oh, really?
I did not know that.
I was surprised that Pete Davidson, because he's a New York boy, like his father was killed on 9/11, like was a fireman on 9/11. I didn't realize he was an Eagles fan too, but he was.
Well, he's an Eagles fan because he's getting paid to do commercials during the Super Bowl, and they're signing checks for him. Come on,
Speaking
man!
Of big Eagles fans, who was better as the announcer, John Hamm for the Chiefs? Or Bradley Cooper.
Now, listen, I love John Hamm. He's one of the great voice actors, period.
His voice is cracking.
And his voice was cracking. Yeah, he does the Mercedes-Benz commercials, and he's a great actor. He has an amazing voice. He does so many voiceovers. But, you know, by the way, Bradley Cooper was out there with his cheesesteak truck handing out cheesesteaks from Angelo's in South Philly during the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yep.
Brilliant marketing.
Yes. Pride at Germantown Academy.
Streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT, where you can see the all the fun and frivolity. We play all the clips. You can see we have the four box going here, but we have Nick's empty chair. Nick's empty chair is there in remembrance.
You should have put an Eagles jersey in there or something.
I know, right? I can take off my B-Doc and just like put it in there.
Yeah, Dawn rocking the B-Doc jersey.
I wore it to church yesterday. We were allowed to wear.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
It's good luck.
Tony mentioned the Democratic Senator Chris Murphy. He was also on.
What an idiot.
He was. They're all over the Sunday shows. This is Cut 14, Phil. Talking about USAID and shuttering all these government agencies. He was on ABC this week. Roll it.
Senator, do talk a little bit about USAID and how it works. It's a subsidy program. The taxpayer dollars pay farmers for soy or rice, and then those are donated, correct? How much of it is a subsidy?
Well, listen, most of what USAID is doing is employing Americans and often foreign nationals to try to prevent instability and conflict. They are also working to try to reduce the reasons why young people join terrorist groups overseas. They are chasing Chinese and Russian influence. I mean, listen, the major question of the next 50 years is who will control the piping of the international economy, the United States or China? It's USAID, not the U.S. military, that is working to try to blunt Chinese influence. So it's ultimately American and European rules that control the global economy, not Chinese rules. So USAID is out there protecting American jobs and American interests. And if you roll up USAID, it is just a massive gift to China in particular. And that is very bad for U.S. national security interests, very bad for the U.S. economy and U.S. workers.
This is the same nutcase. It was on all the morning shows and then posting videos of himself staying up all night to make sure that he was drinking Red Bull so he can block Kash Patel as the the FBI director. It's ridiculous. What a buffoon.
Senator Chris Coons was on CNN on Saturday with my friend Michael Smirkanish talking about USAID and the spending of the $20 million on Sesame Street in Iraq. Senator Coons kind of went to bat for this this money being well spent.
You mean the used car salesman from Delaware whose wife was to allow his daughter to be sniffed by Joe Biden?
Ew.
Remember that?
Oh, yes. God. Was that his daughter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was his daughter.
Really?
And Biden was sniffing his hair.
Oh, she's the little redhead girl, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Listen, I know old people like to sniff young kids, but Joe Biden took it to the next level. But Chris Coons is just another house organ Delaware used car salesman. But go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Roll it.
Is funding Sesame Street a judicious use of soft power?
Well, Michael, the way you put it is the way I hope folks considering your poll today will think about it. This isn't just funding a kid show for children, millions of children in countries like Iraq. It's a show that helps teach values, helps teach public health, helps prevent kids from dying from dysentery and disease, and helps push values like collaboration, peacefulness, cooperation in a society where the alternative is ISIS, extremism, and terrorism. And to your point, it's pennies on the dollar. The U.S. Department of Defense has an annual budget of about $850 billion. USAID was spending about $30 billion. It is a small proportion of our total federal spending.
$30 billion.
And as Joe Nye would often say, it's not just soft power, it's smart power. Let me leave you with one other quote, Michael, if I could.
Yes.
Jim Mattis, who is a four-star Marine Corps general and Trump's Secretary of Defense in his first term, in a hearing back then said, if you slash development and aid spending, then I'm going to need more bullets for our troops.
I don't know what that means.
What the hell is he talking about?
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, $20 million for Sesame Street in Iraq is going to keep young kids from being terrorists. Are you serious, Chris?
You think
who would buy a car from this guy in Delaware? I wouldn't buy it if I lived in Delaware where there's no sales tax.
You think that the Sesame Street is going to out brainwash the UNRWA child, how to be a militant?
Yeah, it's a good
point. Did you see that? Did you see the video?
It's a good point.
Do you see the video?
Mm-mm.
I mean, Elmo's not even in the trash can. He's got an AK-47 in there, and he pops out and says, Allah Akbar. Come on, man.
By the way, it's 8:10 here on Kale & Company. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or a grinding noise. Don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke, and their expert technicians will diagnose the problem. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. That's Meineke.com. Thank you for sponsoring the 8 o'clock hour for Kale & Company. Cut 21 here. This is Ilhan Omar. She said that.
Well, MSNBC or CNN? Let me guess.
No, this was Face the Nation. Face the Nation.
Oh, well, it's a CBS.
She's like,
oh, with Margaret. That
American
Margaret chick.
Terrorist.
That Margaret Brennan chick who gets owned every week.
Yeah. We'll get to the. By the way, I was teasing this. We'll get to the CBS YouGov poll right after this clip because I wanted to. There's the headline that everybody's going with, but what I found more interesting, I will tell you in like 2 minutes. So play this. She says that this is a constitutional crisis.
Cutting spending.
Roll it.
I mean, what we are witnessing is a constitutional crisis. We are seeing an executive branch that has decided that they are no longer going to abide by the Constitution in honoring Congress's role in the creation of the agencies, in their role in deciding where money is allocated.
There you go. Constitutional
crisis. This is a woman who married her brother and has people in Somalia swindling $500 million in COVID aid by scamming the state of Minnesota, pretending that they needed the money, and they sent it to Somalia, and she has the gonads. Well, she doesn't have gonads. I don't think so.
Maybe.
But she has the temerity to talk about she speaks in her own language, denouncing the United States and pledging her loyalty to Somalia. Just deport her back to Somalia and see how she likes
it
down there.
It's amazing to me that any public service servant of the United States can say in a foreign language to her constituents, "I am working for Somalia. I am here for Somalia."
Yeah.
Crazy.
This is cut 22 here, Phil. So President Donald Trump has enjoyed the highest approval rating of either of his terms in office this past week, with Americans still divided against him, polling from CBS News found. CBS News / YouGov poll released a poll Sunday conducting from February 5th to February 7th that showed 53% of Americans approved of Trump's job performance. 70% say that he is doing what he promised to do. I mean, who's the 30% that say that he's not doing what he promised to do because he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do? This is, speaking of Face the Nation, this is CBS's Margaret Brennan breaking down that poll. But there's one thing I want to highlight after this, so roll it.
Our CBS poll finds that a majority of Americans, 53%, approve of the job he's doing. That's a better approval number than he ever reached during his first term in the White House. Joining us with more is our Executive Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto. Good to see you, Anthony. What's driving this?
I will keep it simple, Margaret. He's doing, in the eyes of the public, what he said he would do in the campaign.
Wow.
There's political value in that. In fact, 70% of people say he's doing what he promised. That's whether they approve of him or not. Now, there's another part of this that continues over from the campaign. There were words that he was described as being tough, being energetic, and he still is today in big majority numbers. So as people take a look in these first few weeks, there's been a lot of activity. They're getting that general sense of governance, and that's being reflected in these early numbers.
So that's perception. What about the actual policies?
Well, let's start with the ones that are popular. And again, these echo a lot of what we saw in the campaign. The idea of deporting those in the country illegally continues to be popular. We saw that in the campaign. sending troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Again, majority in favor. We'd seen that in the campaign. For his supporters in particular, the focus on ending DEI is popular. We had seen in the campaign a lot of them thought those processes had gone too far.
Phil, can you put up the actual poll? There it is right there. What I found most interesting, if you're watching right now, you can see the breakdown on this CBS News YouGov poll, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. What I found most interesting about this is that Trump is plus 10 in approval with voters under 30. Mm-hmm. Plus 10. Like, that is incredible. Right? I mean,
I think so.
Man.
But I think
it's really
that
interesting. Yeah.
I think
the
part
youth,
of it.
The,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just think part of it, I will say, Greg, and because of having kids of all different ages, but especially kids who were in middle school shut out of the pandemic. And I think that plays into it. And so they live through hell.
Mm-hmm.
And now to learn everything that we're learning, that kids, you know, actually weren't really their lives weren't threatened. They could have gone to school. It depends on what state you're in. But I think that that's a huge part of this.
If you look at the breakdown for approve and disapprove and you go through gender, under 30 is 55%. 30 to 44, 52%. 45 to 64, 56%. 65 plus is his lowest at 50%. 65 plus males. Mm-hmm. Like, it is incredible the shift in the voting block in this country. It's really incredible.
By the way, Manrico Tronciletti on the chat stream says Anne Hathaway's grandfather was former WIP morning mayor Joe McCauley. Now, you got to be old school to know that. I remember it, but that's even like before my time.
Wow.
When WIP was a music station, middle of the road, before it switched to sports. Yeah. Joe McCauley. How about that great knowledge right there?
That is some WIP knowledge if I ever heard some.
So her mom is Kate McCauley Hathaway.
Wow. Nice. By the way, it was released over the weekend from I think this was the New York Post, that 11,000 migrants have been deported from the U.S. to Mexico since Trump took office. ICE agents have arrested 11,000 illegal migrants in the first 18 days of the Trump administration, which is the third of the total arrests made last year under former President Barack Obama. Tom Holman, this is Cut 11, was on, this is a local ABC News live show talking about the cartels, the deportations. This is what he said. Cut 11, roll it.
So let me ask you about the cartels. They've made a clear warning to you and to the United States that, we're going to escalate our violence. So now we're seeing not only Mexican troops after this deal that Trump made with Mexico's president, and also U.S. troops headed to the border. How are you going to utilize the military? You know, we know what the military can and can't do domestically, but in a scenario like this, how do you plan on using the military? Could they get involved in the violence if the cartels strike?
Yes, and we expect them to. But the Mexican military, President Trump's able to get Mexico to put military on their northern border, that will certainly help. I think the cartels would be foolish to take on the military, but we know they've taken on the Mexican military before. But now we have the United States military on the border. We've got the men and women of the Border Patrol. Do I expect violence to escalate? Absolutely, because the cartels are making record amounts of money. They're moving. They're making record amounts of money in alien smuggling and trafficking of women and children and drugs. However, as we secure the border, which we've run long ways to secure the border, crossings are down like 76%. We're taking money out of their pocket. They're not going to wait quietly, and that's why President Trump designated them terrorist organizations. I will send a warning to them. You heard a Border Patrol agent, you heard a soldier. The wrath of President Trump's going to come down.
Does that mean the military, our troops, U.S. military, at the border with weapons, using weapons if need be?
They need to protect themselves. But the cartels, again, let me give the cartels a warning. If you harm a Border Patrol agent or a soldier, the whole world's going to come down on you. President Trump is a strong president. He is strong enough, and he has the ability to wipe them off the face of the earth. Now, that's the reason they were called terrorist organizations, designated terrorist organizations, because they've killed more Americans with their fentanyl, their drugs, than any terrorist organization in the world. They are now designated terrorists. Do not harm our troops or President Trump. or bring hell rain down. And he has the ability to wipe them off the face of the earth. They can claim they're a pretty tough organization, the cartels, and they are, but they're not stronger than the power of President Trump.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wipe the cartels off the face of the earth. I think it's a little easier said than done, no?
No, not really. I mean, you see, you do know what our military is capable of?
Yeah.
I feel like the cartels are like spores, though, like mushroom spores.
No, they're heavily armed. I mean, these people are dangerous criminals.
Like they're going to be able to target the mushroom themselves, but there's going to be spores everywhere.
The problem
would be really hard.
The problem I see happening is the U.S. military has to operate under rules of, you know, codes of conduct, and you know, like they can't go out of bounds. The cartels will hang family members from overpasses. Right. You know what I mean? Right. Like there's no code of conduct with the cartels. I'm not saying we're not more powerful than they are, but I'm just saying it's going to be that's a tough road to haul.
But remember,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No,
just real quick. Remember when there was a story within the past year, I'll say, and Greg will remember this, where there was a group of individuals and the lady was getting like, I don't know, a mommy tuck. And they were in a van, and she legitimately was going to get plastic surgery. The cartels mistook them for somebody else. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
And when they realized that this was making national news, and they were like, oh, we're sorry, he did it, and threw somebody. They did not want to deal with the wrath of the U.S. military or being exposed. So I don't think they want any of this. They don't want the U.S. military guys in SWAT coming down and raining hell on them and bombing their drug factories and whatever.
But it's the threat. That's the thing about Trump. It's the threat, the whole Gaza thing with the hotels. Yep. Everything he does is a setup for a negotiation that will lead these people. And by the way, there's a story out this morning that that Andy Kim, the guy talking about the government shut down and he's all angry. Do you know that he is a former USAID employee.
Did you know that? I did not know that, but that doesn't surprise me.
Used to work for the USAID. That's why he's on TV, getting on TV, telling everybody we need to shut the government down. He's another one of those crumb creep cowards in government playing tough guy. Shut it down, Andy. Shut. And by the way, the other Andy Kim who did Baby I Love You and had all those hits back in the 80s, the better Andy Kim, not the phony Andy Kim.
What are the chances of the phony Andy Kim having started his career in politics at like $2 million and now all of a sudden he's worth 30 or 40 million or whatever it is?
Jasmine Crockett says that with all this deporting going on, people of color, will be rounded up.
They will? Who says that?
Jasmine Crockett.
Oh yeah, well, she's a
ghetto
member.
Our ghetto politician.
She's a member of Mensa.
This has got 24, Phil. Go.
I do believe that fear is truly warranted in the sense that people of color are just going to be rounded up. I mean, we've lived it, especially as Black folk in this country, right? Like, it's the racial profiling. And so whether you're a U.S. citizen, whether you are here as a DACA recipient, whether you are undocumented, whether you are naturalized, whatever your situation is, I think that if you can be mistaken for being a brown person, you should be concerned, because there is nothing that is tatted on anybody's head that says I'm undocumented or I'm a citizen, right?
So they're just going to start rounding up people of color and saying that.
And I love this. So she's on some podcast with a black chick and some bubble-headed bleach blonde nodding. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're rounding you up, baby. We're rounding you up. What a joke.
By the way, this made the rounds over the weekend with the title WTF is up with liberal white women. I don't know if you guys saw this video. It's two white women singing about how powerful black women are and they should and they need to lead the way. They're standing in front of
this is going to be good.
They're standing in front of like a walkway that's rainbow colored. They're standing there with a bullhorn singing about how black women need to lead the way. Roll this, Phil.
Trust black women, they lead the way. Trust black women, they lead the way. White women, stop abandoning your sisters. Mm-hmm. Trust black women, they lead the way. Oh, we're mad as hell. Oh, can't you tell? Oh, we're mad as hell. Can't you tell? We dissent, you.
They can't even read their thing from their own script.
Worst version of the Saints go marching
in. And why do they always look the same? You notice they always have that look. And I don't mean the good look, not the wood look.
No.
The who the hell are these idiots?
I have a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
What's the theory now?
You know how they say that we have like good bacteria and bad bacteria, and we have like worms and things inside of our body that's like natural. I think that there is a worm that goes up into liberal women's brains. And it starts slowly nibbling away until they start, you know, they go a little crazy. Because they're all a little crazy.
A little cray-cray.
It's the woke worm. In their eyes.
By the way, I have to break in and interrupt the program.
The woke worm, yes.
Because the great Greg Stocker is now being ripped.
Oh,
what?
No.
What do you do now?
Chat, because he has it looks like a perfect lineup of pieces of paper that he tosses over his back when he's trying to hit the trash can.
Yeah.
And he misses it. Look, there's a stream, but at least he's, you know, there's a trash can there.
Thank you.
And he has people that come in and clean it for him.
I mean, look at all these papers I have here. I'm just trying to organize them as best I can.
So that's organization?
Well, I throw them and
you have a bad piece of paper, you just pick it up and you crumple it up and you throw it. You try to do one of those reverse back hooks like the Sixers used to do when they were a relevant NBA championship.
By the way, can we just please, I think we need to coin the phrase woke worm.
Woke worm. I like that. Don Stensland.
They've been infested with woke worms. That's great.
Don Stensland quoting the woke worms. Speaking of woke worms, we need to step aside to pay some bills for a little bit. But don't go anywhere because we still have so much more. I'm going to continue with the cut sheet.
The cut sheet never ends on this show.
It just doesn't. By the way,
cut sheet is life.
Cut sheet is life. Thank you, Tony Bruno. The Washington.
You're going to do a Piazza Auto Group again?
Yes.
Because we always go to break afterwards. I can't say it. We'll have to fly up because we want a Mazda. When we trade in our big truck, our Ram truck, we are looking at buying a Mazda. Maybe we should go to Piazza.
You 100% should. Right, Dawn?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tell us all about the great people at Piazza.
Well, yeah, we love our friends at Piazza and the extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City, combining luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more, from the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity. Because, you know, we all want that impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV. You're going to find a luxury vehicle that meets your needs. Schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz or shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester. Remember, we were out there for the great reopening event, newly redone, or Mercedes-Benz of Wilmington and Atlantic City as well. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com is where you go. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
Thank you, Dawn. And on the other side, Joe Biden's former campaign advisor explains that Hunter and Jill Biden sat in on high-level, top-secret White House meetings. It's stuff we all knew, but it's funny to hear them say it. And the Washington Post says Elon Musk's ultimate goal is clear. We will tell you what that ultimate goal is on the other side. Stay there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
A perfectly lined up line of trashed papers that you throw over your shoulder.
Yep.
The great Kevin Pulls on the stream on YouTube points out that you do have a big banner.
I do.
To try to have to get it by to get to that trash can.
Yeah, it's really hard. And they gave me two trash cans because I throw away so much paper here because I print literally everything out. So, like, I have so much paper here. They gave me two trash cans, and I still can't hit it.
I know you're enjoying it because paper straws are going to be banned now by Trump. So
it's a thought, Greg.
Yeah.
Why don't you move the trash can a little bit closer to you?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Because he can get up and trip when he's got to run out to go to the bathroom. I mean, he's running the whole show, Robin. Yeah. How dare you rip a guy who allows you to come on this show
and
give me the worst sports takes ever?
That's all. I do.
I want to get to we'll get to what Governor Gavin Newsom said about the Pacific Palisades and rebuilding in just one second. But for those of you, because I have a feeling today a lot of people got up late, so those who are with us at
at
6:10 probably are we're not with us at 6:10 here at 8:35. So I wanted to play, in case you missed it, this was the United States Secret Service recruitment ad. This is cut 27, Phil, that they aired right after halftime yesterday or right before the game. I'm not sure when it aired. Roll it.
America was founded on an idea of freedom. America's always stepped forward in time of need throughout our short but powerful history.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Tear down this wall.
We've been there for all of it.
One. Second plane hit the tower.
Our heroes are humble. They have an inner pride to keep this idea alive. Protectors are born, they're not made. America's Secret Service protecting this Super Bowl is asking a few more to step forward.
Join us, the United States Secret Service.
Dun, dun, dun.
If I join, can I keep the secret, though? I wouldn't be able to keep a secret.
It made me go onto the website going, is there any jobs that I could actually apply for?
I can wear the sunglasses and stand there with a nice suit on and be stoic. That's the best thing. The one guy who was at Trump hired him as the Secret Service head, right?
Yeah.
In Butler.
In the picture.
Very stoic.
Yep.
Yeah. In the picture, yeah.
Exactly.
No, I would be a great dispatcher. I applied for it. Yeah, I mean, I could be like a Secret Service dispatcher.
I like it.
That'd be awesome. Yes.
Wearing the headset, wearing the same headset.
Yes. Wouldn't be much different.
Yeah.
You still get to have the gun, though, because I want the sidearm. You know what I mean?
Well, I already have multiple guns. I mean, I'm packing right now, but, you never know.
You know what I mean? Like,
I do love wearing it. Yes.
Yeah, no.
I do love wearing a uniform.
Yep.
I have always, I've been a uniform. Yes. I'm sure you are. Never mind.
What kind of uniform?
This is kind of, boy. You two can have your own show.
Does Tony like to get handcuffed?
Late night Saturday night show for you two.
You've been naughty, Mr. Brown.
Don and Robin show.
After the halftime ran, they had this ad from on girls flag football, varsity flag football, trying to get out all states to sign up for the girls varsity flag football. This was some of the ad. Roll it.
Let's settle this once and for all. Your best guy?
Girl.
Whatever. Versus our best guy. The Brad.
Brad. Brad. Oh, not the Brad.
Brad. Brad. Brad. Brad. Brad. Brad. Brad.
I'm Brad.
I can read. My body is burning. It starts to shine.
And then she outruns the entire team of men.
Get her!
Well, you see those dorks? I mean, those guys are all white dudes.
That's a good point.
That's a Saquon move right there, though.
Listen,
I have no problem with the message. The message is women flag football teams should be on college campuses. They should have their own teams. They should, it's going to be an Olympic sport. You would think, right?
Yes.
Did they get rid of synchronized gymnastics yet, or One of those other dumb sports that nobody pays attention to?
I think the issue is that, and Tony hit the nail on the head, I think the issue is that it's like the female that's outrunning the guys, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
It's
like,
not an issue.
I guarantee
you there are women who can outrun a lot of guys.
Not many,
on an open field. No, but I'm talking about an open field. Because,
yeah,
you know, playing flag football, you still have to be able to make quick moves and pull the flag.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be, it's a play on, it's supposed to be funny, and it is. But, and it's supposed to be a top female athlete versus a nerdy guy who I guess isn't supposed to.
Exactly.
I mean, this one doesn't bother me as, you know what I mean, because it's supposed to be the parody. But on a serious note, I will say this. That I think because of Title IX, we do need to separate out football as far as scholarships. The players can get paid anyway. So I would prefer that football programs in general, they pull out those scholarships separately, you know, and because Title IX for male athletes who, let's say, they're in other, you know, athletics, they kind of get the short end of the stick because Title IX, they're always going to give it to the girls, so they're cutting programs for young men.
Look, here's my whole issue with the ad. I agree with Tony. I think this is great. Like, if girls want to do varsity flag football, I think it's a fabulous thing.
I have relatives doing this. It's huge,
and I think that it's a great sport. It'll be a cool sport to watch. But why couldn't the ad be like some badass chicks just like outrunning one another? Why do they have to like? You know what I mean? Like, why? Like, hey, we're smart. We're faster than these dudes. And like, you're.
But don't you think that like they took all these different movie tropes?
I get it. Yes, it was a very well done ad.
If you look at that, it's all based on ten different movies that I think that you can probably put together.
100%. Peter Berg put it together. Like, it's a very well done ad. My whole point is that it's just a little like, you know, like we just did this thing last week where we banned guys in women's sports, and to show that a woman is doing all these moves to outrun a guy. I just don't know. I just feel like it's
that makes
a little
sense.
By the way, one of the protesters last night in Center City, Philadelphia, was burning a Kermit the Frog in the streets of Philadelphia. They lit Kermit on.
No,
so
I
they too
it.
Were protesting
the
money that Chris Coons thinks $20 million that should go to Iraq for Sesame Street.
He does think
Philadelphia
that.
Eagle fans, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's the way to protest Iraq getting $20 million to put Kermit the Frog in Iraq. It's
now,
the frog.
Yeah. Since we were talking about commercials, what was your favorite commercial of the night?
I got to say this. It was my favorite commercial last year. I think it aired last year, maybe the year before. I don't remember. But the Dunkin' ads with Ben Affleck. I hate Ben Affleck. But it had Bill Belichick in it with his 25-year-old girlfriend. I like those ads. Yeah,
I thought the Stella Artois ad with the two Daves.
Yes,
I didn't. See
I
that.
Thought that that was
no,
that
no.
Was
my
really
favorite
funny.
One: the Budweiser Clydesdale and the young horse kicking the barrel
funny.
After it
that
falls
was,
off the
cute.
Wagon.
Yep.
And who hasn't fallen off the wagon? I mean, especially over after a Super Bowl victory.
It's
that
true.
One was very.
And then
cute.
The young pony.
Yep.
Pushes the thing into the bar.
Yep.
I mean, that doesn't happen down at 2 Street. That doesn't happen in Kensington. That doesn't happen up in, what's the place over at Manayunk? You don't see horses pushing anything uphill. It's impossible to even walk up that hill
now,
or ride your bike.
The most interactive ad, though, was the Instacart ad that had all of the iconic mascots of commercials past.
Mm-hmm.
That one, like, it had me yelling out everything. It was like, there's the Kool-Aid guy. There's the, you know, that one I thought was also very good.
Well, the Rocket.com thing, too. I don't even know what Rocket.com is, but that Rocket.com where everybody was singing Country Roads, Take Me Home.
Oh, that was good.
And then it panned back to the stadium and they were trying to get the stadium to sign. I thought that was well done too. But as far as like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the ads were kind of lackluster this year. Phil, can you play how it opened? Well, it was one of the openings with Lady Gaga, where she did the performance on Bourbon Street. It had Tom Brady, Michael Strahan, and all the Fox analysts walking down the street with a huge group of people talking about the history of New Orleans and Super Bowls, and then it stopped with a performance with Lady Gaga. Roll it.
In moments when heads are down and hope feels lost, something powerful always rises. The American spirit of courage, generosity, and unity.
Hold my hand, everything will be okay. I heard from the heavens that clouds have been gray. Pull me close, wrap me in your aching arms. I see that you're hurting, why do you take so long to tell me?
I thought that was a well-done performance.
Yeah, it was well-done. Obviously, it was taped in advance because they didn't walk from Bourbon Street to the stadium
in
5 minutes to get to the game.
Yep.
No, it was well done.
There was
well
one
done.
More commercial that deserves to be mentioned because I'm a mayonnaise girl.
Uh-oh.
The Hellman's one, the recreation of the recreation. When Harry Left Sally thing?
Oh, yeah.
And that one, Tony and I, I put mayonnaise on everything.
Meg Ryan can't even open her face. She's had so much. How could she eat a sandwich?
It's true. It's true. She looked a little.
She did. She was stretching her mouth as wide as she could, and she still couldn't get that sandwich in. But that was funny.
Yeah,
that was good.
We actually, we can't play the video of it, but I can play the audio of it because of copyright issues. So they recreated the Harry.
I can't believe they let us back in this place.
Why?
Hello?
Nobody remembers that.
Something wrong?
Not doing it.
No good?
Nothing.
Well, we can't have that.
Yeah.
Mmm. 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 What's happening?
Mmm.
Oh. There we go.
Mmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
So good. Mmm. Oh, it's just... Woo.
Oh.
Oh.
This one's real.
Yes!
Lunch and a show, huh? How about that?
Add that as a sandwich. I'll have what she's having.
I'm competing with a condiment.
There you go. That was the Hellman's ad.
So I guess the Ram Trucks one was number two. Bill Murray for Yahoo was number four. Shane Gillis... Post Malone and Peyton Manning for Bud Light.
Yep.
I mean,
that's the one where they had the backyard, the cul-de-sac, post game party. Yeah, that was pretty good.
With a big cooler.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was fantastic for Bud Light because it makes you forget about all of their, nonsense.
The one we talked about earlier, let's play it one more time here. This is cut 32, Phil. This is the Hims and Hers ad, the weight loss medication that kind of, I said earlier that I think that only in 2025 are we seeing this video post RFK Jr. and all that stuff. And now that health is such a big issue because they call out the American healthcare system and how we're, we're a fat as a house nation. Roll it.
Obesity is America's deadliest epidemic.
This is America.
74% of us are overweight. And obesity leads to 500,000 deaths each year.
Why, you just have to stop eating, Jimmy.
This is America.
Something's broken. It's not our bodies. It's the system. Welcome to Weight Loss in America.
Like and subscribe.
A $160 billion industry that feeds on our failure.
Yeah.
There are medications that work, but they're priced for profits, not patients.
This is America.
This system wasn't built to help us. It was built to keep us sick and stuck. Not anymore. Hims and Hers offers life-changing weight loss medications. They're affordable, doctor-trusted, and formulated in the USA. You get a treatment plan designed by a doctor to fit your body, goals, and lifestyle. You deserve to feel great in your body. This is the future of healthcare. This is Hims and Hers. Join us in the fight for a healthier America.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it, calling out the healthcare system and how obese we are, I feel, would not have happened.
That was easy. But no, the message was good. But the product at the end is just another company trying to sell an injectable way to lose weight in a hurry.
Yeah, they're calling out Big Pharma by telling you
that we're going to be a part of Big Pharma too.
Yeah, exactly.
Ours is from Temu and from China, though, and you'll have to wait because we have this trade war now and the tariffs.
Yeah.
So if you're expecting anything from Temu in the next couple of weeks, tough luck.
By the way, Chris Eppolito on the YouTube chat brings up the Pringles ad with a mustache. I thought that was really
good. Oh, yeah, I love the stashes. Yeah.
Yeah, with a mustache that is coming off. I mean, obviously, we don't have time to play every single one of them, but just type into the YouTube chat whatever your favorite one was. Let's do the, before we have to break again, let's do this since I teased it. Gavin Newsom was on, I believe, CNN. And he tells Pacific Palisades property owners, you can't rebuild the same. We have to rebuild with science. We have to rebuild with climate reality in mind. This is cut six, Phil. Go.
You previously mentioned the timeline for rebuilding would be 6 to 9 months. Is that going to happen? And should people rebuild in some parts of California, given how high the fire risk is?
Yeah, you can't rebuild the same. So we have to rebuild with science. We have to build with climate reality in mind. We have to look at infrastructure, redundancy systems, ingress, egress as it relates to emergency management and planning, materials. All of that is being reviewed and reconsidered and with the latest iterations in terms of understanding and technology. And I say technology in the context of how, again, we build the infrastructure to keep it safe, to address undergrounding of lines, how we address the larger issues of redundancy in terms of systems. But more important than anything else is the need to get the debris removed. 30 days to do the hazardous waste. We want to get 6 to 9 months the rest of the debris done. Concurrently, people are getting permits. So this is all happening, rolling together. And we want to see construction very shortly. And in the next few years, we want to see hundreds, thousands of homes rebuilt.
But I think there's a big question about how do some Californians do that, right? You have State Farm announcing that it has an average 22% interim rate hike for homeowners. The FAIR insurance plan for the state is just bogged down right now. Your dad, I believe, is on that plan, if I recall. Californians were saying they're not getting the help they need from FAIR. It's really confusing.
Well, FAIR's not a state plan. It's not a taxpayer-funded plan. It's a syndicate pool run by the insurance market itself. And it's the insurer of last resort. And it's existed back to Ronald Reagan in 1968. As it relates to that plan and their exposure, they have reinsurance, a significant amount of reinsurance. We feel strongly at this moment, and again, this changes in real time, that the plan will be able to absorb the losses ultimately. Now, as it relates to the larger issue of the insurance market, not unique to California, but any stretch of the imagination, what's happening with insurance, and this is the reality, the new reality of extremes, extreme heat, extreme drought. You have droughts and rain bombs. You have flooding at the same time you're dealing with droughts, happening concurrently. Mm-hmm. There's a new reality, the world we're living in. And if you're not believing science, you have to believe your own eyes, your own lived experience.
There you go.
Here's a guy who believes in science so much that he kept people, he and the mayor of L.A., have kept people away from their own homes. They had to show IDs, which they don't want for voting in California. They want for people to, and I get it. You don't want, you know, people robbing homes that are not even there anymore. But this clown, California just hired an out-of-town consultant for $500,000 because his goal is now to take that property away from the poor people and then sell it to investors so they can build high rises in Pacific Palisades where the poor people live and then screw everybody else because they want affordable housing in a place where people have lived most of their lives. Yeah. And they still vote and fall for this guy. This guy's been recalled 8 times and he's still in office.
Yeah.
Now there's some things that he's saying is absolutely true. Yes, the power lines need to be underground.
No, but they're redoing the power lines on Pacific Coast Highway. Right. And you know what they're doing? They're still using wooden telephone poles. Now's the perfect opportunity to put the lines underground, right? All the poles are down. All the wires are burned. So why would you go out there and put power lines up on telephone poles again on Pacific Coast Highway?
Not even metal or concrete.
No, you bury them underground so that this stuff doesn't happen in the future.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's saying that, but that's not happening. But they should be underground. The entire United States, for the most part, should switch over to underground power lines. Why they haven't been doing that gradually over the years is beyond me.
Science. The same guy who didn't do any kind of afforestation or water conservation. Right. Trump told him like how many years ago that you needed to do that. And now all of a sudden this guy's an expert on science and rebuilding.
And when he says you can't build it the way it was, that is partially true because you have to use more modern technology, fire resistant, drought resistant. You need to use different materials so that you can prevent.
But this is all a scam, Robin. This is a land grab.
Yes, it is.
He wants to rebuild because the Olympics are coming back to LA.
But that doesn't mean that some of what he said isn't true. He's using.
No, he's a liar. What he said isn't true.
Hey,
the people don't get permits. They're still waiting.
The best lies are based on partial truth. And
no,
he does
not.
Have some partial truth.
He has never uttered
it.
One thing that makes sense in his entire wretched career as a career politician.
Some of those homes that survived were more modern built homes that were built with new materials that didn't burn. So that part of it is true.
Can't believe you're defending Gavin Newsom.
I am not defending him. I'm saying he's a big fat liar.
By the way, we have breaking news. The Super Bowl parade. Do you have the breaking news?
Uh-oh. It will be
on Friday. It is now official.
Shocking.
Ladies and
gentlemen.
I was holding it for the big three, but
you scooped
her. Sorry,
him.
I didn't want to
you
blow
scooped
the lead.
Her. You scooped her. It's okay.
That's something worth repeating. I mean, you'll have a better sounder and you can have your big three. Don't you have a big three new sounder?
Of course we do. By the way,
I didn't want to steal your thunder, Dawn. When I see breaking news, I can't hold it.
He can't hold it, Dawn.
Let it rip.
It was the worst kept secret in the world because the Eagles tweeted it out and then deleted it. So, of course, it was going to be on Friday. All right, we still have more cuts. We have Dawn's big three.
I can't hold it in. I need a bathroom break.
She's going to give us breaking news about the parade that is on Friday. Plus, what did the Washington Post say is Elon Musk's ultimate goal with all of this? We will get to that on the other side. But Dawn, please talk to us about Chapman Windows and Doors.
Yes, because we got to talk about my friends at Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. You know how much I love the Chapman family team. They've done beautiful work in my home. They'll do the same for you. If I needed windows, doors, siding, stucco remediation, I would only trust the Chapman family team. So what you may not know is that Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding right now can also replace your old roof. Yes, they have you covered, literally. Family-owned and operated Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. They've been around for more than 30 years now, based in Chester County. They have more than 240 Google reviews, which speak volumes to their impeccable reputation for quality workmanship and customer service, of course. Chapman spends the time to understand your needs and then educate you on all your options. And they also have financing available right now, which you can leverage to make sure that your roof or other remodeling projects become a reality. So whether you or somebody you know, maybe you're looking for a new rooftop, windows, doors, siding, all the shutters and the hardware choices, just give them a call. You can text. They're listening. They're like-minded. 610-431-8898. Visit them online, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.